This is Senator Bob Dole. Kansas celebrates an historic anniversary for American women. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Democrats deserve credit for putting a woman on your ticket last year, but Kansas beat you to it. In 1887, we elected the first woman mayor in American history, Susanna Salter of Argonia. It began as a joke, but she had the last laugh. Local men were upset that the Woman's Christian Temperance Union was promoting candidates sympathetic to its cause. So they printed up joke ballots with Susanna Salter's name at the top. It backfired because she won in a landslide. Ted, Kansas has had a lot of firsts since then. Nancy Kassebaum, first elected woman senator. Amelia Earhart, first woman to solo the Atlantic. Ludie Lytle, first black woman admitted to practice law in the U.S. Lynette Woodard, first woman member of the Harlem Globetrotters. And, of course, the first woman to be Secretary of Transportation, Elizabeth Dole.
Bob, those past battles are welcome milestone in women's struggle for equality, and Kansas deserves credit. But I suspect that women in Kansas and the rest of the country would appreciate it even more if just once you'd lend a hand in the battles of the present. Where is Bob Dole in the drive to make Equal Rights Amendment part of the Constitution? Where is Bob Dole in the battle to guarantee equal pay for equal work and end the shameful situation in which women earn only 64 cents for every dollar earned by men? Where is Bob Dole on raising the minimum wage to lift working women and their children out of poverty? Where is Bob Dole when the Reagan administration refuses to name women to be federal judges? Where is Bob Dole on granting parental leave for working mothers or ending sex discrimination in programs that get federal aid? Those are the key battles that count for women in 1987, and you're AWOL on every one, Bob. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on Alzheimer's disease. There's new hope. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.